Welcome to My on Mondays, an explorative approach to the possessive my through narratives, art, and sound. Each Monday brings a new creation and unique perspective. My on Mondays is brought to you by Ming Studios, a contemporary art space and international artist residency program dedicated to the exhibition, experience, and exploration of arts and culture. Along with exhibiting artists from around the world, Ming also serves the community by hosting innovative programs including performances, workshops, screenings, readings, artist talks, and other cultural activities. For more information, or if you'd like to participate in My on Mondays, you can visit our website at mingstudios.org. Hello, and welcome to the 122nd episode of My on Mondays. Today we have another contribution to our public poetry project by poet and author Rebecca Evans with a reading of four poems. Songs for the People by Frances Ellen Watkins Harper, Who Has Seen the Wind by Christina Rossetti, How Clear She Shines by Emily Bronte, and In Memory of Anyone Unknown to Me by Elizabeth Jennings. Rebecca Evans herself writes the difficult, the heartful, the guidebooks for survivors. Her debut memoir in verse, Tangled by Blood, bridges motherhood and betrayal, untangling wounds and restoring what it means to be a mother. She's a memoirist, essayist, poet, infusing her love of empowerment with craft. She teaches high school teens in the juvie system through journaling and art projects. She's also a military veteran, a practicing Jew, a self-taught gardener, and shares space with four Newfoundlands and her sons. She specializes in writing workshops for veterans and those deep diving in narrative. She co-hosts Radio Boise's writer-to-writer show on Stray Theater and does her best writing in a hidden cove beneath her stairway. She's earned two MFAs, one in creative nonfiction, the other in poetry, from University of Nevada, Reno at Lake Tahoe. Her poems and essays have appeared in Narratively, The Rumpus, Hypertext, Magazine, War, Literature and the Arts, The Limberlost Review, and more, along with a handful of anthologies. She's co-edited an anthology of poems, When There Are Nine, a tribute to the life and achievements of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her full-length poetry collection, A Memoir in Verse, Tangled by Blood, is available wherever fine books are sold.
Songs for the People by Frances Ellen Watkins Harper, 1825 to 1911. Let me make the songs for the people, songs for the old and young, songs to stir like a battle cry wherever they are sung. Not for the clashing of sabers, for carnage nor for strife, but songs to thrill the hearts of men with more abundant life. Let me make the songs for the weary amid life's fever and fret, till hearts shall relax their tension and careworn brows forget. Let me sing for little children before their footsteps stray, sweet anthems of love and duty to float o'er life's highway. I would sing for the poor and the aged, when shadows dim their sight, of the bright and restful mansions where there shall be no night. Our world, so worn and weary, needs music pure and strong to hush the jangle and discords of sorrow, pain, and wrong. Music to soothe all its sorrow till war and crime shall cease, and the hearts of men grown tender girdle the world with peace. Who Has Seen the Wind by Christina Rossetti, 1830 to 1894. Who has seen the wind? Neither I nor you. But when the leaves hang trembling, the wind is passing through. Who has seen the wind? Neither you nor I. But when the trees bow down their heads, the wind is passing by. Clear She Shines by Emily Bronte. How clear she shines, how quietly I lie beneath her guardian light, while heaven and earth are whispering me, tomorrow, wake, but dream tonight. Yes, fancy, come, my fairy love, these throbbing temples softly kiss, and bend my lonely couch above, and bring me rest, and bring me bliss. The world is going, dark world, adieu. Grim world, conceal thee till the day. The heart thou canst not all subdue must still resist if thou delay. Thy love I will not share. Thy hatred only wakes a smile. Thy griefs may wound, thy wrongs may tear, but all thy lies shall ne'er beguile. While gazing on the stars that glow above me in that stormless sea, I long to hope that all the woe creation knows is held in thee. And this shall be my dream tonight. I'll think the heaven of glorious spheres is rolling on its course of light in endless bliss through endless years. I'll think there's not one world above, far as these straining eyes can see, where wisdom ever laughed at love, or virtue crouched to infamy. Where writhing neath the strokes of fate, the mangled wrench was forced to smile, to mash his patience against her hate, his heart rebellious all the while. Where pleasure still will lead to wrong, and helpless reason worn in vain, and truth is weak, and treachery strong, and joy the surest path to pain, and peace the lethargy of grief, and hope a phantom of the soul, and life a labor void and brief, and death the double of the whole. In Memory of Anyone Unknown to Me by Elizabeth Jennings. At this particular time, I have no one particular person to grieve for, though there must be many, many unknown ones going to dust slowly, not remembered for what they have done or left undone. For these, then, I will grieve, being impartial, unable to deceive. How they lived or died is quite unknown, and by that fact gives my grief purity. An important person quite apart from me, or one obscure who drifted down alone, both or all I remember have a place, for these I never encounter face to face. Sentiment will creep in. I cast it out, wishing to give these classical repose, no epitaph, no poppy, and no rose from me, and certainly no wish to learn about the way they lived or died. In earth or fire, they are gone. Simply because they were human, I admire.
Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next Monday. Tune in.